Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
14225.
May I please have your first and last name?
Amber Pfaff.
That was 14225.
Mm-hmm.
What was that last name?
F-A-T-H. What company is this?
I am a customer service agent at a call center that serves over 300 companies. The zip code that I have here is 14052. And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
186 South Grove, East Aurora, 14052.
Okay, is this an apartment? I see a back number. What is that number?
Yes, 3.
Thank you for that. I do see where our Wi-Fi booster was purchased. How may I help you today?
Oh, I was just wondering what that last charge was.
Okay, what is the charge amount?
It was 56.
Okay, $56.95. That charge is for once you purchase the item on the 17th of December for $7.45 in those terms and conditions, and they do have to be agreed to. I'm sorry.
What was this item?
A Wi-Fi booster.
No.
Do you recall purchasing that item on that day?
No.
Okay, is there anyone in your household could have possibly signed up for this product without your knowledge?
No, and at that time, I didn't even have Wi-Fi.
Okay, so what I am going to do for you today is go ahead and get your account canceled out and get you transferred over to the fraud department so they can begin an investigation to see who used your card without authorization. I just want to make you aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who has placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you do not recall authorizing any of these charges.
No, definitely not. Also, has this been a reoccurring charge since December?
That is correct.
Okay. Yeah, let's...
Give me just a moment. Okay, your account has been canceled out. This will prevent any future charges effective immediately, and your call is about to be transferred to the fraud department. I do want to say thank you for calling customer support. Please hold.
Thank you.